AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. California's gotten socked by powerful thunderstorms, which slowed commuter traffic to a crawl, knocked out power briefly at Los Angeles International Airport, and led to some flooding. Santa Cruz resident Robin Flanagan says she tried to save valuables from the lower level of her home, but rushing water made it hard.
It was just so strong. The undercurrents in the house were so strong that I told her just leave it.
Sound courtesy KGO-TV. It was raining heavily Monday night when authorities say a commuter train traveling from San Jose to Stockton in Central California derailed, the front car falling into a creek. Sergeant J.D. Nelson is with the Alameda County Sheriff's Department and says at least 14 people were hurt.
The 10 that were minor, we have 4 that were more than minor, and thankfully we have no fatalities.
Media billionaire Michael Bloomberg says he won't run for president.
The former New York mayor says if he were to run for president, the most he could accomplish would be to win enough states to throw the election into the House of Representatives, likely tipping the contest either to Donald Trump or Ted Cruz. That, he writes in an editorial published by Bloomberg View, is, in his words, a risk I cannot take in good conscience. Bloomberg says Trump is running the most divisive and demagogic campaign he's ever seen, and Cruz's pandering on immigration is no less extreme. Bloomberg did not endorse anyone for president, but says he will campaign against the extreme partisanship he sees as a danger to the country. Warren Levinson, New York.
There's voting in 4 states Tuesday.
Democrats have a primary in Mississippi, while Republicans have primaries in Mississippi and Idaho and a caucus in Hawaii. But for both parties, the big prize is a primary in Michigan, the biggest since Super Tuesday, which is why most of the candidates have spent most of their time in the state over the past week, and both parties have staged debates there.
This is AP Radio News. In an emotional announcement in Colorado, Peyton Manning made it official. The Super Bowl-winning quarterback is retiring after 18 years in the NFL.
There were other players who were more talented, but there was no one who could out-prepare me. And because of that, I have no regrets.
Fan Dennis Flynn says 2016 marked the end of a great career for the football star.
The timing was right. You know, his body was breaking down. And, he's going out a champion.
As for what's next, Manning hasn't ruled out anything other than that he and his wife and 5-year-old twins won't be moving out of Denver. They say they love it there. Famously private in life, To Kill a Mockingbird author Harper Lee is keeping her secrets even in death. A probate court judge in Alabama signed an order last week to seal Lee's will from public view. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.